I started the campaign myself at Save Sunset Country Tourism before it's too late. I made the video and the petition just as another attempt at getting the government to actually hear us. We've had countless meetings and phone calls and literally written hundreds of letters, but still no action's been taken. The politicians are kind of painting this nice picture that fishing resorts around here are open and Canadians are flooding in to fill these cabins. And I just wanted to get the truth out there. What you see in the video is what is actually happening at the majority of these resorts here in Northwestern Ontario, and that is that we still sit here empty.
So let's elaborate on that. How's the pandemic impacted you?
It's been huge. We're one of probably the largest tourist operators in the area, and we're almost completely shut down. I mean, 99.9% of our customers come from the U.S., so and it's been that way for over 30 years, despite our efforts of marketing to Canadians. That's just the way it is around here. So, yeah, we've been impacted huge.
It looks like there's going to be no end in sight to the border closure, so what kind of help is needed?
Exactly. Basically, the writing's on the wall that we've lost our entire year. So, you know, you're going 20 or more months without any income whatsoever. So far, we've been offered loans, which in many cases are too small to even meet our fixed costs. So here we are trying to spread out these loans to pay for loans in an attempt just to stay afloat so that we can be here in the future. And then when things get going again, we're going to be faced with all these new loans on top of our regular loans, which will just take a lot of people out in the end anyways. We've been offered, you know, the wage subsidy, which obviously doesn't work for a business that's bringing in zero income. So you can hire an employee and get paid $847 a week to have them, but you still have to foot the rest of the cost. And when you're making no money, that it just doesn't make any sense. So for one, I mean, we need larger loans. We need them to be forgivable. We need breaks on insurance, for example. We're paying full insurance for empty cabins and airplanes that are sitting on land, not working. We need breaks on things like our government fees, like land use permits and licensing fees. I mean, those should be forgiven at the very least for this year. But yeah, what people don't understand is that we're sitting here empty. We have absolutely no income and our fixed costs don't go away. These camps have mortgages and I mean, these cabins and equipment, they don't come for free. So here we are just drowning in fixed costs and no way to pay them.
Talk about the importance of tourism to the region.
I mean, I think that goes without saying. Just imagine any of these small towns around here. You know, ask yourself, what do we have if we don't have tourism? I mean, you can go to the petition to look up some numbers, but I mean, we generate billions in tax revenue. We contribute something like $450 million to Ontario's GDP. And the other thing is that 90% of the economic benefits, all this new money that we bring in, stays within the region, 90% of it. So if tourism doesn't make a comeback and these resorts don't survive, the trickle-down effect is huge. I mean, next to shut down is going to be your favorite restaurant, gas station, bait and tackle shops, and then it's your hardware stores and lumber yards. I mean, that's where we spend all of our money. So it's huge. Basically, our main struggle right now is just dealing with this huge misconception that we can actually run our businesses on Canadian traffic only. We have marketed to Canadians for years, and they still only make up less than 5% of our clientele, except, you know, maybe a few places in Kenora that get the Manitoba traffic. But marketing to domestic tourism in Ontario, it might work for some of the southern parts of the province, you know, where they have more of a population to draw from, but it will never work around here. We still sit here empty, no matter what kind of efforts we make to market to domestic tourism. And also at this point, it would cost most places more to open up for the tiny trickle of Canadian traffic than it would for them to just stay closed. And I mean, we're essentially shut down because of government decisions, and the government needs to step in and help us survive. There's just no way around it.